Good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts. We want to thank Becky and Avi Katz, as always, for sponsoring this year's 10 Minutes of Meaning in memory of Becky's father, Lili Nishmas David ben Menachem Manish. And we have in mind all Chole Yisrael should have a speedy and painless recovery. We are on the Mesilas Yesharim, the Ramchal, the sixth chapter of Zrizus, alacrity, zeal. You remember last week we spoke about not taking our foot off the gas, that one should identify a goal and then pursue it with enthusiasm, with energy, not a wish list, but resolutions. Not wanting to wake up and have a new reality, as if that wish should just come true, but articulating, establishing a resolution with a timeline, with goals, with metrics to measure them, and then go after them. The Ramchal described to us that a person who's lazy, who procrastinates, a person who doesn't identify goals and doesn't pursue them, they bring ra'alav b'shevi al taseh. There's no overt, explicit negative behavior, but in that vacuum of energy, in that laziness and procrastination, one wastes their time and it gets filled with self-destructive behaviors. So the Ramchal continues, v'amar od levar ra'as ha'atzol b'eor tziuri. Further probing into the negative of a person who's indolent, who's lazy. Ma sheyikra v'yivale le'enenu yom yom. Shlomo Melch depicts what we see before our eyes every day. It doesn't take incredible wisdom. It doesn't take a super genius. We see it in front of us every day. Pasuk in Mishlei describes, Shlomo HaMelech says, I passed by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of an unintelligent person. And what do I see? It's covered in thorns. Its surface is covered in thistles. And when I see it all, I think to myself, I look up, and Ra'isi lakachti musar, I take a message. Ma'at shenos, ma'at numos. You know what happens? Person says, ma'at shenos, I'll take a drimmel, a shluf, just a quick nap, just 5 minutes of mindlessly surfing the internet, just a few of those Facebook loop videos that take you into a black hole, just a little bit of watching of mind. And what happens? You become poor as a result. What begins with, what harm can they be? In just a few minutes, in just a few moments, what can go wrong? What could be so bad? The next thing you know, you wake up and you've wasted time. You're poor with your time having been wasted. You can't recover it. You're poor with opportunities that are lost. You're poor because you didn't achieve. You weren't ambitious. You didn't aspire. And aside from the simple meaning, in other words, if you're lazy, your field becomes covered with thorns. If you're lazy, your life becomes covered with thorns. Your relationships grow moldy, and your profession grows stale, and your home and your assets and your property, they rot and they lose value. If you're lazy and we don't take care of things, we don't take care of ourselves, we don't take care of relationships, with enthusiasm, with zeal, with energy, with goals and with resolutions, they become covered in thorns. What we take for granted is gone. Because you know, the inertia is against us. The gravity is fighting against us. If a business isn't growing, then it's dying. If a relationship's not improving, then it's already entering its crisis mode. If we're not taking care of ourselves and every day improving, then we're going backwards. In addition to the simple meaning, says the Ramchal, Zelashonim, here's how our rabbis understand it in Yalkut Shimoni. What does it mean? The field is overgrown with thorns. The same is true with our intellect. You know, your brain is a muscle. And when you use it, it expands, it grows, it sharpens, it's better. And when you're lazy, and when you just let time pass, and the choice between reading a book or watching something, the choice between listening to a class and brainlessly surfing something. A brain rots. The muscle atrophies and dies. If we want to be sharp, if we want to be ambitious, if we want to achieve, if we want to accomplish, if we want to realize our very best selves, then we have to challenge ourselves. You have to work out that muscle. Either the muscle's being challenged and it grows, or it atrophies and it dies. There is no power, there's no neutral, there is no in-between. Someone who prolonged in a hospital bed and they're not moved around aside from bed sores, the muscles die in such a short time. And I'll never forget when I tore my Achilles and I had surgery, I was in a cast, and then I was in a boot, and it took months and months before I could even start rehab. And literally until this day, it's a few years later, my one leg, the muscle is thinner than the other leg. Being in a cast, being in a boot, you don't use the muscle, it dies. It wasn't long, and I wasn't absolutely still, but if it's not being challenged, then it dies. And what's true for our physical muscles is true for our spiritual and emotional muscles. Our brain, our heart, if they're not challenged, if they're not stretched, if we don't work them out, then not only are they not growing, they don't remain the same, they die, they atrophy. So therefore the Ramchal quotes Chazal who tell us, what does it mean, the field that's unworked, the lazy, procrastinating, unambitious owner of the field who doesn't work it, what do Chazal interpret it means it becomes covered in thorns? What it means is that a person who's not learning Torah, you're not challenging yourself. Shavuos is only days away. We're going to have Kabbalah Satorah anew. If you don't challenge yourself to learn every day, to read every day, to attend classes, to listen to classes, and instead you use that time for mindless, useless activities, then the brain dies. Kasu fana bitok shelo amal bahem. Hu yoshev ha-metamei ha-satahor, ha-metayar ha-satamei. Uporetz gidron shal tamidei chachamim. What it means that it was covered in thorns, the vineyard, person who doesn't toil over Torah sits in judgment, and you make mistakes. You're not sharp. You're going to have poor judgment in business, and poor judgment in life, and poor judgments in community, and poor judgment in your relationship, and poor judgment in your parenting, your marriage. If you're not sharp, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to come to the wrong conclusions. You're going to have poor judgment. How do we stay sharp? By learning Torah, by challenging ourselves with Torah. That's this week's parsha. In B'chukosai Teilechu, Shetzio Amelim B'Torah. Torah's not downloaded. Torah doesn't come with convenience. I once wrote an article about this. We have a challenge in our generation. Everything has to come with comfort and convenience. Not just education, edutainment. It has to be interesting and amazing and a video and multimedia, and it has to be comfortable and it has to be palatable and it has to be pleasant. That's not how Torah, that's not how Chazal saw we acquire Torah. Anything worth it in life, you got to work towards. Torah, most among them, keneged kulam, shetia melim batorah. The reward is commensurate, is proportional to the effort, to the toil that we put in. You don't download Torah. You don't sit back in a reclined position or a posture when you learn Torah, when you receive Torah. Torah is not a passive activity. Torah takes work. It takes effort. It takes toil. It takes blood, sweat, and tears. Not only Torah, which is the most noble pursuit man can occupy himself with, generic man, but anything which is noble, anything which is worthwhile, is most meaningful when you do it with toil, when it's hard work, when it doesn't come easy, when it's inconvenient or uncomfortable, that's when it's most rewarding. When we overcome it, when we run through that wall, when we figure out a way to get around it, and we don't hit the wall and give up, there's no laziness, there's no procrastination, there's no giving up. There's no copping out. We run through walls. We climb over walls. We figure our way around walls. We knock down the wall. Whatever it takes, we take extreme ownership to achieve the goals that we set out. Whether it's finishing a mesechta, whether it's certain professional ambition and goals, whether it's time with the people we love, whether it's our health, whether it's our mental health, we set goals. We develop resolutions and timelines. We create metrics and measures to hold ourselves accountable to meet them. And then with zrizus, with zeal, with alacrity, with enthusiasm, with energy, we go after them. Because if we don't, we're never in neutral. We're never in neutral. In your car, you could be in park. It's not just either you're in forward or reverse. You could be in park in your car, but you can't be in park in life. If you're not going forward in life, you're going backwards. If you're not enthusiastic and you're not pursuing your target, your goal, then you're just going backwards. So there is no time off. You could take time off strategically, recreation time within the plan, built into the plan. But there is no laziness. There is no procrastination. There is no just being idle and still, because when we are in that vacuum, bad activities, in that vacuum, atrophy of our spiritual muscles, our intellectual muscles, in that vacuum of laziness, not only are we not going forward, we find ourselves going backwards. Have a great day.